game where you try to sneak into the kitchen without waking Daddy. Land on a noise, it could be back to bed for you.
No way, Daddy.
From Parker Brothers.
And welcome to
That's Our Jam.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Tracy.
And this is episode 8.
Ocho.
Oh, yeah.
Also known as the floor that I used to live in on freshman year.
On in freshman year.
And English is my second language.
It's fine.
Guys, listen. I mean, you are listening.
Hopefully.
That cold open is from, as you millennials might know, the Don't Wake Daddy game commercial.
What a great game.
Which we'll have on our website, but it is...
Folks!
I think this is also from a 2016 standpoint, but what are they trying to say about Daddy?
Right. Like, what's Daddy going to do if he wakes up?
Right. Because he's like, I don't know, like an angry
man. I mean, I guess put
who
you back
to work.
Right.
Not like mom needs to do that too.
Right. That's like, sexist. That game's sexist.
Yeah, also, what if I have more, two lesbian moms?
I would be way more scared to wake up my mom. If I was sneaking than my dad,
yeah,
for sure. Sorry, guys, but that's just true.
That's just fact.
Also, like, why is the kid hungry in the first place?
Right.
Is this not a feed them enough? Yeah.
Is this a cry for help?
Also, I want everyone to know that the commercial for the board game is live action.
Yeah.
It's a live action version of what...
Remember what they... That was like all game boards.
Yes,
game
so
boards,
weird.
Board games. In the 1990s.
Oh, my God. It used to come on when you watched Double Dare. That was a great
that's
commercial.
True.
I never actually got to play that game.
What do you mean?
Like, I never played the game Don't Wake
Daddy. Oh, I don't think so either. I've ever played that either. Well.
Because I think, like, if you push the alarm clock, it doesn't always wake Daddy, even if there's a noise.
Based on the commercial, that's the point of the game.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll talk about games
a little later.
But we do have a game first up.
Yeah.
It's another segment that we played four episodes ago. It's a little trivia because we are nerds.
We fucking love trivia.
It's
so good. Okay.
So, do you want to tell everybody what the website is that we're using?
Yeah. So today, instead of last time we used a different one, but this one we're going to use today is triviacafe.com.
We'll also have that on the website.
And you can also follow them on Twitter if you want free daily trivia. I'm reading off their banner online. We're going to do some miscellaneous trivia. Are you ready, Tracy?
And see how unsmart we are.
Okay. Tracy. Okay.
Yes, Jenny.
Please identify the U.S. state whose capital city is named after the site of the ancient Olympics.
Athens, Georgia.
I didn't even look, but...
Is that incorrect? Wait, is it incorrect? Yes or no?
Yes, it is incorrect.
Okay, wait, let me try it again. Olympia, Washington.
Correct. I was also going to say Athens, Georgia.
Which it's not. What's their capital?
Atlanta? It's not their capital. Oh, because it's capital city. I just read city in my head. Yeah.
For the record, I still got that correct. Savannah.
Georgia.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry, Corlin.
Sorry, Cor.
Oh, okay.
And George.
Oh, and probably George. Yes. Listen Nobody listens to this. We're literally just doing this too.
First, we listen to this.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a history one.
Oh, good.
During World War II, Great Britain, France, the USA, and the USSR, known as the Allies, fought against Germany, Italy, and Japan, which were called what? I don't even need to show
the Axis of Evil?
Yes, correct.
That's a very long question. I was like, where is this going? I thought it was going to be something about the League of Nations. Okay. Tracy, they are primarily made from cotton and linen. Tiny colored fibers are added for security. What are they?
Huh? What is that? I don't even know.
Oh.
Or added for security?
This thing is made of cotton and linen, typically, and it has tiny colored fiber that adds security from fraud of this thing. It's a very poorly worded question.
In, like, money?
Correct. The answer is paper money.
Oh.
Yeah. But that was not a great question. Do you want another one instead?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, I can ask you this. It's a not really history. Yeah, it's history. I'll ask you. Do you want another history
sure,
one?
Sure, great.
All of these countries joined the United Nations within the first 5 years of its existence, between 1945 and 1950, except one.
Okay.
Which joined in 1956. Which of these countries joined the UN last? Okay. We have Australia, Republic of China, Taiwan, India, Israel, or Japan. So Australia, Republic of China, Taiwan, India, Israel, or Japan. So joined in 1956.
I don't know the answer, but can you read them again? I'm sorry.
Australia, Republic of China, Taiwan, India, Israel, or Japan.
I feel like Israel's right away and China. I'm going to say India. Go ahead.
Incorrect.
My second guess is Australia.
That is also incorrect.
Really? Is it Japan? Because of the war. Oh, I didn't think hard enough.
Yeah. I was trying to emphasize 1956.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm an idiot. Because they weren't invited. But you know what? This is why I think that shouldn't have been how it was. Because after World War One, we didn't invite Germany to the game. And then Germany invented Nazism. So I think after World War Two, we would have got smarter and invited. Sure. But I guess not. So... anyways, okay, Tracy.
Yeah.
Which plant common around Christmas time has poisonous berries that can cause acute stomach irritation if eaten?
Poinsettias? Ivy.
Do you want a hint?
Yeah.
It is
Reeves.
You kiss under it.
Mistletoe.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has dangerous berries like real ones. Yeah,
mistletoe is actually poisonous.
Where do you find mistletoe?
Trader Joe's has it. Last year, Trader Joe's, I think, had it. Or like the grocery store. Like they have a specialty.
I mean, in the wilderness.
Oh, in nature?
Yeah,
I don't know.
In nature.
I don't know.
Why don't you know this?
I don't know. You think that I would. Hold on, let me tell you.
Just because like, well, do they still, can you acquire real mistletoe?
Yeah, like you, like Trader Joe's, I thought had it like as.
It's not just like a plastic.
Like a
thing.
Little branch of it. Like, you know, like their cinnamon broom.
Excuse me. What the fuck is a cinnamon broom?
In the fall, Trader Joe's has cinnamon.
As if I'm supposed to know what a cinnamon broom is.
It's a broom that is made of cinnamon.
Guys,
You've never seen these? You get them in decorative and they smell great.
No, I'm sure I have seen it, but like just you saying it's a cinnamon broom. Like, not everybody acquires a cinnamon broom in the autumn.
Trader Joe's, folks. Mistletoe grows. Please hold.
Bum, bum, bum.
Mistletoe seems to grow on other host trees. Like it needs a host.
Like we're co-hosts.
Yeah, like it like climbs all over other trees. Kind of like bougainvillea does. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's a hemiparasitic plant.
Where is it found?
It is native to Great
Britain?
Hold on. So there's two types of mistletoe. Well, I'm sure there's more than two, but the two main types. There's one Great Britain in Europe, which is probably obviously where the tradition started, but there's also one that is like south, like the Mediterranean, so like Spain, Portugal, and North Africa,
like a Morocco situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so there you go.
Great.
We
all just learned a lot about mistletoe. Yeah. And cinnamon
poisonous
brooms. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
In computer technology, a bit is a single unit of digital data consisting of how many different possible values? What the fuck?
2, 0, and 1? Is that what it means?
That is literally what it says. Hello? I didn't even understand the question as I was saying it.
Like, so data on the internet is all zeros and ones, right?
Right.
So a bit is the smallest and it can be either a 0 or 1, like 0, 0, oh, or 1, 0. I'm just making this up, but that's... my general understanding of
just
a bit.
The fact that you got that.
Okay. What number was that?
Is it 6?
Okay. So this is your last one?
I guess so.
Or we could do 2 more. It's up to you.
We can do 2 more.
Where are we? We'll only need 11 minutes. Okay. Okay, Tracy. There's a lot of questions in this. This is a 3-fer.
Oh,
ready?
God.
Okay, this is Avatar the movie. One.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Ask me anyways.
You're not going to know the answers.
Zoe Saldana.
No.
James Cameron.
Yes.
What blue. Is
it? No. It's what, where does it take place? What are the people who live there?
The and Navi Diggs? Nyeri? Oh, God. Is it close?
It's really funny because it doesn't actually show the sea in the answers. But it's Pandora is the place and the Na people.
Na. I was close.
You were close for someone who hasn't seen the movie.
Okay. Wait, so can you ask me a different one?
Yeah, hold on.
Guys, Avatar is on my list. I actually have a DVD of it.
Okay, maybe you'll know this one. This 1993 music album featured covered art designed by the recording artist's wife, who was a model. Name the singer, album, and artist, or one of the three.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
You're not going to know this.
1993. Was it a popular album?
I have no idea.
Is it a band?
Not to me. No.
Is it a band?
No.
It's a solo artist.
Correct.
Who, it was a male?
Correct.
That his wife
designed the cover art.
Is an artist? Yeah. Or no?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Loves me. Give me a hint.
I don't know how to give you a hint.
I don't know what the cover art looks like.
He is still touring now.
Wait, tell me what genre it is. Is it Bruce Springsteen?
No. I don't know what genre he would be considered. Like,
is he country?
Rock? No, like, but like.
John Mellencamp.
No. Maybe I'm wrong. Is it not rock?
I don't know the answer.
First name rhymes with Willie.
So it's not Willie?
No. It's not
Billy
Willie.
Joel?
Correct.
Billy Joel. So he was married to, was he married to, what's her face at the time?
I don't know.
To don't tell me. Chrissy Brinkley?
Yes, correct.
She designed his cover art?
Yeah, for River of Dreams. I don't even know. I don't know what that looks like.
Apologies to Billy Joel fans listening to this podcast that are hardcore and would know that.
I would never have known that. I don't even think I would know, like, if I saw the cover art of this.
I would know what it
is.
I don't think it
says actually what it is, so.
I don't even think I've ever seen that. I didn't know Christy Brinkley was an artist.
It was his 12th studio and last rock album. So rock. Okay, I was right.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Great.
Do you want a different one?
Here, I'll ask you this one.
Okay.
While you're looking for this. What is the Yiddish expression for being drunk?
Oh,
you won't know this.
Schlost? Is that how you say that?
It's kind of...
Schluckerfeld? No, that's German.
The same letters? I've never even heard of this word before.
Like...
something no, you're like not going to get this.
Like shtick, but not that.
I was going to say plotzt, but Schicker. Schikker.
Nope, wouldn't know that. Okay, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to ask, and then if you don't, we can go do a different one.
Okay, I love that. It's like, if you don't know the answer, we'll just do another one.
Ready?
Yeah.
In the summer of 1992, Time Warner, became the focus of many complaints because of lyrics of a particular song by a particularly controversial rap music artist in an album called Body Count. What was the name of the song and the name of the rap?
Is Body Count N.W.A.?
No.
Ice Cube? Ice-T.
But what's the name of the song? You're on the right track, though. For 100% on the right track.
Is it Ice-T?
Yeah. No, yeah. It is Ice-T. But what's the name of the song?
It's not Fuck the Police. That's N.W.A. No,
it's the other one.
Fuck Bitches. Sorry. Jenny, I said that just as Jenny was taking a drink of water.
No, it's Cop Killer.
Oh, I was close.
Which is ironic because now Ice-T plays a cop on TV. Right. I knew the answer to that one, actually, which is ironic. Mm-hmm. You want another one?
No. It's fine. Okay, here. Ready?
Yeah.
Stretching 4,500 miles, what is the longest mountain range on the face of the earth?
Is it obvious? Isn't it obvious? Skater Boy.
Kind of.
Is it the Andes?
Correct.
Okay. Great. I was going to say the Himalaya, but then I was like, what's longer than the Himalaya? And the answer is the entire of South America.
The entirety.
Which is most of the Andes. Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was fun. I could literally do this.
I know. Then we did a 45-minute one. Oh, what is the only state that has no indigenous poisonous animals within its borders?
Fucking no.
Alaska? No. The answer is Maine.
I was going to say like in Northeast.
I didn't know that though. What bird can fly higher than any other bird up to 7 miles in the air?
Bald eagle.
No, vultures.
Again, this is like cinnamon broom. You said it as if I was supposed to know. Duh. It's vultures. Cinnamon
broom vultures. Okay, so today on the podcast, we're going to do the other side of Would Jenny Like This?
Would Jenny Like This?
Ba-da-da-da.
I don't even know if that's the same ditty. Diddy's biggie.
Would Tracy like that? Ba-da-da-da-da. Would Tracy like that?
Woo!
Okay, so in honor of the fact that the day that this episode drops, you will be literally seeing Hamilton on Broadway.
Guys, it's a thing.
Today is a great day, folks, so you should just...
tweet me.
Raise a glass, yeah.
Raise a glass to freedom.
To freedom and Tracy. So, this is a Hamilton-focused Would Tracy Like That?
Would Tracy like this?
Ba-da-da-da. And they're all not true.
Okay.
But they're, like, I, like, kind of fanficked a little.
I love, okay? As we know, I love a good fanfic.
Who doesn't love a good historical fanfic? So, Tracy.
Yes.
Would you like it if there was an entire Hamilton production... but all the gender roles were reversed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Great.
They did a ham for ham for, with that. Did you watch that?
Because oh, maybe I did, and that's like it was like in my deep head.
In your what?
Subconscious.
In my deep head? Is that what you just said?
I meant subconscious. Drunk over here. Nope, just me.
No, it's just water.
It is water.
It's just really hot.
Oh my god.
Deep head. Okay. So there was a ham for ham that was last September where they had all the women do the parts in my shot. It was great.
I think I did see it.
I'll also put it on the website.
Oh my god.
It was
so
great.
Good,
it's
right?
It was my one of my fave ham for hams.
I love that.
So you would definitely be for that.
I would almost even love like a like intermingled.
Like a both, like whoever.
Yeah, like if like Burr is a girl and Ham is a boy and like Lafayette's a girl and
Jenny, gender is fluid.
Gender is fluid is the point of this.
Yeah.
Tracy,
mm-hmm.
Would you like it if would you like it if Lafayette/Jefferson was played by Donald Glover? Tracy is literally dying. She's dead on the floor. It's over.
I've risen from the dead to say, obviously, yes.
Could you imagine?
Can you? Let's all just
think about that. I thought of this because I was thinking about the moment where the first, when he comes down as Jefferson.
Yeah.
I'm not spoiling anything. I'm just saying, like, when he, that song.
Oh, like, and what did I miss?
Yeah, and what did I miss? Like, and I was thinking of Donald Glover doing that.
Guys, Donald Glover. If you only know him from Community, which
you're
by now
out.
Probably just check out Childish Gambino. He also sings on those albums.
Do you think that people, do you know him only from Community?
I think Community is a very unique audience. So
fair.
I think they know that he is also a rapper if you watch Community. But if you only know him from like.
Has he acted in other stuff? Other than his new show, obviously.
I mean, he's been like in random. He was in Magic Mike XXL.
Oh, right.
Which
how did I forget? I'm
we saw
so
that together.
Sorry.
Hello?
I know, I'm sorry.
It's one of the reasons I went. He was in an episode of Girls. He was a writer on 30 Rock, so I think he was in a couple
of
episodes.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Those.
I remember that. Okay, great. Okay, Tracy.
I'm just sorry. Guys, listen.
Should've
what if Donald Glover What if Donald Glover? He would never do it, but.
Why not? I bet he loves Broadway. He's
busy.
Whatever. No, I'm just saying.
He's too busy.
Imagine him doing Guns and Ships.
He doesn't have. No, he would never. I would bet $5 on it. I would bet a Hamilton on it.
Oh, great. We can tweet at him and find out.
He doesn't use it really anymore.
If you're listening to this, let us know.
Get at me.
/ Lin-Manuel, could you hook us up? Thank you. Okay, Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tracy like this.
Da-da-da. Would you like if they produced a television program with the OG cast of Hamilton?
In what would the context of the show be?
It would be a lengthening of the story. So like filling in the gaps. Because there's like a lot of years in there. Like still the same story.
With the same actors?
Yeah, with the OG actors. Like the OG cast.
I would say no to the OG actors. Only because I feel like every single one of them is just so good that they deserve to be doing other things. And not that this is like... hindrance isn't the word, but I feel like they're just greater than...
Well, and maybe like some TV actors could use this as a good opportunity to like pay homage to Hamilton.
Right. I think it would be good without them.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good like History Channel show.
Yeah, like it'd be like I guess they could break it up into five seasons. Already. Probably.
Oh my God. But like Turn. I've never seen Turn, but Turn involves like George Washington.
I would love to watch that.
But if we took the idea of like multicultural, quote unquote, diverse actors to tell the story of the other fill in the blanks of Hamilton's story on a 5-part docuseries.
You know what I just thought would be cool?
Yeah.
I don't know if this has ever been done or if this is too controversial and it's not one of your things on this Ham list, but what if they did it where it was a TV show or like a mini series of Hamilton, but like with all the other characters, like, because you know that like there were slaves and all that stuff, like fleshing out the actual like number of people, but all the slaves were white people.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be cray?
That would really just...
like so weird.
Be like, could you imagine visually.
If they made a movie about this, like... literally anything from that time period in the U.S. except for they were was race
like
reversed.
If 12 Years a Slave but with white slaves. Yeah, I'm down for that.
I just can't imagine. I mean, that's like giving more movies to white people, but I just think it would be interesting.
Yeah,
it'd be okay. It's probably like the So Emerson College of me to say that.
No, but I was just about to go off on your 5-part miniseries. Which
what this is our dreams.
Yeah. What if it's each told from the perspective of like
a different person?
Of a different person. Like Mariah was telling the same story, and then it was like Lauren's telling the same story. Although like, that would end early. Sorry, it's not funny. It's just
that's
reality.
Like Ender's Game, the book series Ender's Game. So like the first there's like a several book series, but like one of the books is from told from a different character's perspective, but it's the same story.
Yeah.
Or like Ahab's Wife, which is not by the same author, but it's like about Captain Ahab's wife. I think I've never read it, but those types of things.
Yeah, there's a movie called The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby with, I want to say, Jessica Chastain, and let's just say her for now.
Sure.
But it's like a full-length movie, and then they do it from her perspective, and then they have another full-length movie of the guy's perspective, and then they have another full-length movie of like both intertwined.
Weird.
All available on Netflix.
Have you seen them?
No, because it takes... I feel like I need to watch all three. Series. Yeah. Okay, anyway, sorry.
Okay, so back to Hamilton.
Yeah, this is going on for too long.
Tracy.
Jenny. Would Tracy like that?
Da-da-da. Would you like it if Lin-Manuel read the audiobook of Hamilton?
Absolutely.
Right?
I would listen.
I mean, it'd be so long.
To Lin speak literally anything.
If this hasn't been, like, proposed already, like, someone's better get the fuck on that. Like, who even reads the book?
Do you think there's
tape?
An audiobook of that?
Oh, for sure. There's for
they
sure.
Should, so they'll re-release
I'm
going to
tell
it.
You right now who it does.
He would give, like, so much. Everything that Lin-Manuel says is, like, very energetic. I was just watching. I'm such a nerd. He moderated the Grease Live like Emmy panel.
Oh my, you are a nerd.
And I just watched it last night. It was great. But I mean, Tommy Kail is the director of Grease Live. So he like obviously is friends with him. He's the director of Hamilton and In the Heights. So it was like an organic thing for them to be doing it. But I'm like a nerd. So
it's narrated by some guy named Scott Brick.
Freaking
but it's 36 hours long. Like This is like when I listened to The Bully Pulpit, which was 46 hours long.
Wow.
And it was narrated by Ed Herman.
Right, R.I.P.
Like, this is a brilliant idea. Somebody do this. Lynn, do this. Bye.
Okay.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Would you Tracy like this? Da-da-da. Would you like it in the vein of miniseries? We've kind of already touched on this, so I think the answer is yes. If we did a spinoff about the Schuyler sisters.
Yeah, sure.
Like, we could do the same idea. Like, there'd be, like, just basically about, like, the three of them, and it could be during the time period or before or after, yeah, or whatever.
I'm down for that.
Right? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Ugh. So many ideas.
So many ideas. Why aren't people listening?
People.
Because we just
listen up. This is definitely what we should do. Okay, so speaking of miniseries and Netflix and TV, Tracy, we were talking earlier about fall television a couple of episodes ago, and I thought what else I would like to know about is documentaries, because I fucking love documentaries.
I know. I love documentaries, too. And I feel like specifically on Netflix, because they come up with such great original programming,
yeah,
that sometimes people don't watch the documentaries as much.
Right.
But they, guys, they have a lot to offer, and I'm here to tell you some great of the best ones.
I cannot wait.
Okay, so there's one called Undefeated. Jenny, respond to me if you've seen any of these.
So far, no.
Okay, so it's a football, it's a Friday Night Lights-esque show.
Mm.
Obviously, all these are documentaries.
Okay.
So it's about a high school team. So it actually won an Oscar.
What?
I'm pretty sure it won the Oscar for like something, whatever.
About a high school?
But it's, I mean, I'm sure so it's good. Yeah, it's like a Friday Night Lights-esque thing, but in real life, IRL, you're definitely going to cry. It's a white coach in a predominantly black neighborhood.
Mm, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know I love that shit.
I wrote a post on Cookies and Sangria about a bunch of Netflix documentaries, and I'll put that on the website.
Great.
I have an elevator pitch for most of these.
Oh, great. Okay.
So, okay. A small, predominantly black high school on the outskirts of Memphis has a football team with a worst record. A white coach who volunteers his time helps them to possible victory. But like FNL, it's not really about football at all.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah.
Did you write that?
Yeah, I did.
What? That was so good.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
So if, I don't know, sports isn't your thing, which sports isn't my thing.
No, but sports by way of, like,
adversity.
Again, adversity through sports is our thing.
Is our thing.
Yeah.
There's another movie called First Position.
Is it about dancing?
It's about ballet.
Love it.
So watch it if you like dance, ballet, seeing kids do things better than you in general. So my elevator pitch is, it's the journey of six kids on their way to one of the biggest, most important ballet competitions in the world. You'll leave impressed with their dedication, inspired to do something with your life.
I love
because,
that.
Because these kids, I'm telling you, I think this one is, yes. There's a ballet, this came out, I don't know, 2012, 2013. Mm-hmm. There's a dancer in there called Michaela DePrince, mm-hmm, who now is like a famous, like she is, I think she danced in the Netherlands. I don't know. Overseas, she's, mm-hmm, been a principal dancer. But this is like her younger and, you know, adversity.
Crazy,
adversity,
yeah,
through art and dance.
I love that as well.
And for you food heads, it's also me, known as foodies.
Deep brain. Deep head? I don't even know what I said.
Yeah, I don't know. Deep head. Deep head. Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Have you, oh, I have this seen one? This one,
have
because
seen
it's
this?
By the same people who do Chef's Table.
Oh, is it the same people?
It is.
I didn't realize that.
But I haven't watched Chef's Table. We watched Jiro Dreams of Sushi instead, but go on.
I haven't. Anyways, Jiro Dreams of Sushi is about this older gentleman in Japan who's well known for his sushi. His name is Jiro. So if you love sushi, you'll love this 85-year-old who's now older sushi master in Tokyo, who owns a world-renowned restaurant, and the interesting relationship he has with his son and eventual heir to his business.
Dun, dun, dun. It's good. So good.
It makes you like, and it, the way it's shot is like,
gorgeous.
Give me all that sushi.
I think it's the same cinematographer. Like, I don't know who else ties over to Chef's Table, but I know that the cinema, or like the director, one of the two.
Mm, yeah. So yeah, if you like Chef's Table, watch Jiro Dreams of Sushi. There's one called Kings of Pastry.
Nope. Ooh. Haven't seen it.
I don't know if you'll like this, but it is a competition. Mm. So it's the French take the art of cooking seriously and hand out special medals slash collars. Did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
To distinguish the elite chefs from the other chefs. And there's a competition to win those things, but it's like legit. And it involves years of dedication. And it's one of those things where like they build pastries that are really tall.
Like
and
a croquembouche?
Yes, but even more like they'll like make like a caramel thing. Mm-hmm. And let it harden and then have to put it on top of like a huge thing and then transfer that item.
No.
And then all their dreams literally come shattering down.
Oh my God.
I
don't think that gives me anxiety.
Yeah, don't. It's if you get stressed easily, don't watch that. How about Craigslist Joe?
I have not. I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
That will restore your faith in humanity. It's about a guy who pretty much gives up everything he has and travels the USA making money and sleeping in homes he only finds off of Craigslist.
That's so crazy to me. Is there like a reason he starts doing that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But basically he makes friends along the way.
Oh, I love that.
And relies on the goodness of other people to like, you know, not kill him or take advantage of him.
I know. Sometimes I always feel like I am glad I married. Not that Jeff isn't like open like that, but like I'm glad I married Jeff because I think if I married someone more like myself in that way, we would probably be murdered by now. Because like I would let people sleep in my house and like be like, you know, be very open to that. Like I always want to do more.
Yeah. Okay.
But I should watch that and make him watch it with me.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even know if it check it. Craigslist.
I'll find it. Yeah.
Okay. Anything about North Korea? Because that fascinates me.
What is it called? Oh, you're
just
saying.
No, I'm just saying literally anything about North Korea, any documentary, because those folks.
There's not a lot, and it's crazy.
There's one by Lisa Ling where she is pretending to do a fake eye surgery documentary.
What?
In order to get access to North Korea. So she travels with like a legit eye doctor.
That's crazy.
You should watch this. Jenny just got LASIK a few weeks ago.
I did.
Now, I guess. Actually a month.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyways, you don't need to know that. Literally anything on North Korea.
Wow.
Okay, and I have two more.
Okay.
So they're kind of, one's like a documentary, and one's a documentary, one's a docuseries, but they go together.
Okay.
And I told you about this, which is it's both by Phil Rosenthal, who was the creator, executive producer, showrunner of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes.
And he has a PBS show called I'll Have What Phil's Having. He is a foodie. And each different episode is him going to a different place and then trying out all the food. But then he also has a documentary called Exporting Raymond, in which he...
So interesting.
Yeah, he tries to set up... the concept of Everybody Loves Raymond in Russia, but he goes through a lot of problems because like comedy is not the same there. Like they have to go through the government.
It's that's crazy.
Very
too.
Interesting.
Everybody loves Vladimir.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, it's something like that, but it's still currently on. It's like 17 seasons or something.
I can't believe that.
But they've like done a lot of those apparently, like The Nanny, like Russian version was really good there.
I guess it's like we import things from Britain, so why wouldn't other people do that from us?
Right, like The Office.
Yeah. But that's just crazy.
Yeah. My last documentary that I think everybody should see is Backstreet Boys, Show Them What You're Made Of. Guys.
I love a music documentary. Like the Katy Perry one.
The Katy Perry one was good because she had the divorce drama in it.
Yeah.
I think this one's good because you get to hear about how Lou Pearlman, who recently died, embezzled all their money, basically.
He was
a jerk.
An evil man.
So, yeah, about their rise to fame and success and, like, somebody basically stealing the guy who, like, helped them create it, basically stealing all of their money.
It's kind of like the guy in the movie, which escapes me. Oh, I'm a dummy. Straight Outta Compton.
Oh yeah,
he's a little
he recently
different.
Died.
Oh really?
Literally like last month.
Paul Giamatti's character. Yeah, like he like the same. I mean, I guess it makes sense that like if you're a new artist, you obviously would go to a good producer, and that person can swindle you because you don't know what you're doing.
Right. So. Which is really unfortunate. Which is why a movie like Craigslist Joe will restore your faith in the good in people.
Oh my God. Thanks, Tracy. I haven't seen it. Except for one of those. I haven't seen any of those.
I think you should watch Undefeated first because it's still on Netflix.
I'll get on that
because you'll love it and you'll start crying.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Awesome.
Ew, why did I say that?
Thanks so much, Tracy. That was amazing.
Thank you.
And now we're back to our regularly scheduled programming. Don't know why I said that. To... And we thought, since we were talking lots about games in this episode, that we should do a Hate It Love It game. So, Tracy.
Yes. Do you want me to ask you first?
I do. Yeah. Okay. Will you, please?
So, mine are everything that are not board games, okay. Basically.
Great.
Okay. And away. Oe. A go. Twister.
Love it.
Rummy.
Love it.
Heads up.
Love it.
Celebrity.
Hate it.
Spit.
But love it.
Spit like a man. I think I was channeling Rose Dawson.
I guess so. I said hate it for celebrity because I don't know a lot of celebrities. Is that the same game? Or is it Anna's trivia game? What is celebrity?
What do you call that? Like, no, you're right. I think the game we play where you write down somebody's name or something, but we like mix it up with different things. Right. So I think generally celebrity is where you write a celebrity's name down and then other people have to figure it out.
I think I would like that better. I was thinking of the game celebrity, I don't know what it's called, where you'd like have, you have to match, like, so somebody would say like Johnny Depp and then you would say like Pirates of the Caribbean and then I would say like Keira Knightley and then you would say
oh that'd be fun for me.
Yeah, but I'm bad at that because I'm not a celebrity. So that's what I thought you were talking about.
No,
because I don't know celebrities. I love card games with all my heart and soul.
I know you do.
When I was younger, we used to play Spit so much. I was so good at it. I'm very fast Spit
player. Why don't we play Spit?
Let's do it right now.
Okay, let's go.
Bye.
And we're back.
I was right. I'm amazing.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, so, okay, I have some board games for you. Are you ready?
Great.
And go. Cranium.
Love it.
Pictionary.
Love it.
You sure?
Well, I'm not good at drawing.
Mm. Clue.
Hate it. I've never really played it.
Scrabble.
Love it.
Yahtzee.
Hate it. I could go either way.
Really?
I don't think I've played Yahtzee enough to... You know what? Sorry.
No, I was just going to say my mom loves Yahtzee, so we played a lot as kids.
Yeah, I didn't really, we didn't grow up. I mean, we as
we didn't grow up, me and you.
Because I'm an only child. I didn't grow up playing games with my family because my parents are not game people.
Right.
My
parents, I don't know, it's weird. I feel like we played a lot of games, but I'm a game person. Like, my parents play cards. Like, we played a lot of Scrabble, Risk, and... Pinochle, but other, like Cranium and Charades, we never did any of that. But I just happen to love games. I really love games.
I love games too.
Twister. That was the other one you said. Yeah. Sorry. I just remembered. I love Twister.
You know what would have been a good cold open is in Gilmore Girls episode 422, Raincoats and Recipes. Nope. Last week's tights, this week's fights. When Liz and TJ get married and the song that she walks down the aisle to by the guy who is not the town troubadour, but is the town troubadour. He sings, Yahtzee, I'm winning. Do you remember this?
I don't specifically remember everything about
it right now.
TJ and the wedding. Hold on.
What? No, I'm playing it. Pause everything.
Okay.
Where's the minister?
As kids, we shared our toys with all the girls and boys. Barrel of monkeys, your battleship sunk me. Please recall the joy. Willow, clue, mouse trap, fashion spirograph, kaleidoscope spinning, Yahtzee, I'm winning. Think of how we laughed. But today we share our love. Today we share our love. For love is the greatest toy. Around.
Okay, we don't.
Everything
to
about
this.
That was amazing. I did not remember that at all.
What?
I'm sorry that I didn't remember.
Oh my god.
Oh, the town troubadour. That's not the town troubadour who gets kicked out.
He's the cart kiosk guy.
Yeah. Farmer's market.
I'm so
right?
Sweaty.
Doesn't he start the farmer's market? I know everything about Gilmore Girls.
He has a cart kiosk.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
I know everything about Gilmore Girls. She says, even though she doesn't remember the scene.
I'm so sorry. I've only seen this episode like 3 times.
This is the episode where they fall in love,
I've
Jenny.
I've seen that scene 100 times, but I've only seen the entire episode.
Guys, get ready for a Gilmore Girls
episode. I teared up a little bit about that Milo. I forgot that he was in that. He walked her down the aisle. It's so sweet.
It's true.
After all they've been through.
She kisses him on the cheek and then he wipes it off a little. Aww. But he still does it because, do you remember Luke goes to his apartment in New York? Yeah. Apartment, yes. Loose term. Anyways.
Brothel. What?
Yeah. Bye.
All right, so that was great. And now we're going to talk about our jams of the week.
Jam it up, not the week, but the 2 weeks we haven't been in your ears.
Guys, we're legit delirious.
I think we're going crazy.
I don't think you understand that the room that we record in is so hot. Somebody send us a silent fan. Is there such a thing as
a silent fan? We've been sitting here and I'm sweating and
it's so hot in here. We're literally doing nothing and the air conditioning is on, but it doesn't matter. Anyways. Okay, speaking of sweat.
Oh, is yours related to sweat?
Not really, but I'll go with it. So speaking of sweat, my jam this week is the Burt's Bees Blemish Stick.
Excuse?
It is an herbal, like, liquid stick. It's tea tree oil.
Gonna have to cut a lot out of this. Oh my god.
It's tea tree oil and a bunch of other stuff.
You really love that tea tree oil.
I love tea tree oil. But I have lately been breaking out, speaking of sweat, like a teen, and it is the only thing I can found that, like, really works, because I don't like to use, like, a salicylic acid face wash because then my face gets too dry. But I also have oily skin and dry, which is confusing to me. So this blemish stick, like, you just literally roll. It's like a roll-on. And it's so great. You can also use it just for, like, small cuts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with it. It is a miracle-working thing.
Does Burt's Bees have its own line of makeup?
Or
is this just like a random?
It's just a random thing. Like, they have an acne line.
Oh, interesting.
And then they have some lip gloss and stuff. I don't think they do mascara or anything.
Yeah, you know what? Their chapstick made.
Their tinted chapstick?
No, their regular chapstick. The one that makes it like tingly.
Yeah.
It makes my lips like not break out, but like red and puffy.
Weird. Well, don't use that anymore.
I don't.
I love their tinted lip balm, but I specifically love their blemish stick and think everyone should have one.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, way to go, Burt's Bees.
Yeah. What's your jam, Trace?
My jam is a website.
Oh, great.
Called tunefind.com.
Okay.
TUNEFIND.com. This is going to change your life, folks.
Oh, God. Okay.
If you watch a movie or watch a TV show and you're like, what was that song they just played? I didn't get a chance to Shazam it. Let me go look this episode of Girls Up, and it'll tell me all the artists and the songs that were in that episode.
What? That's amazing. That's like, remember when the WB would put like the songs at the end of the episode?
Yeah. So tunefind.com, guys.
That is going to change my life.
Yeah.
Because like all the time I'm like, oh my God, this is great music.
And then I'm like, oh shoot, I forgot to like, or like even when you do try to Shazam it, it doesn't work because people are talking over it or something. Right.
You know what show had great / really strange music? Everwood.
I didn't really watch that.
Ugh. What?
I know.
You should watch it.
Talked about this.
You should watch it when you're done with
Cheers.
Yes. Exactly what I was
going to
say.
Guys, go to cookiesandsangria.com, search for Cheers, because my co-blogger Molly and I have been watching Cheers from the beginning and doing an episode a month, like a rant, like the best of episodes that they talk about it online. I just started the last 11th and final season.
Oh my God. So it's apropos.
I mean, you'll find out my actual in-depth thoughts on the blog, but let me just tell you, it's taken a dive.
For the worse.
It's the 90s, late 80s, and just not a lot of good representation for women / sexism. Mm,
great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. Wow.
Oh, my God. How many episodes did we do that in? 5?
No. I think that's the first.
No, I did it in 1 for sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay, anyways.
Okay, so that's another episode
I can't
done.
Believe it. That was really fast.
Jenny.
Oh, we say that every time. Yes.
We say that every time.
Yeah.
So we should tell our, I was going to say viewers, listeners to visit.
That's SourJamPodcast.com. Okay.
check us out, find out all the supplemental stuff that we talked about in today's episode. You can also find me at garlicmysoul.com and all the social media.
I'm at cookiesandsangria.com, also cookiesandsangria on all the social media. Also, that's our jam on Twitter.
Yes, that's our jam. We would like to thank Megan Roy, megan-roy.com, for doing all the illustrations, and Steve for doing our music. Thank you, Steve. We love you.
Also, if you feel like it and you're still listening to this episode, please rate and review us on iTunes.
Yeah, it really helps get us...
get our ego up.
If you want us to do a season two, let us know, because it's coming down to the wire now and we need to know.
We only have two. I don't know if we've actually said this, but we're doing 10 episodes this season.
Yeah, so.
So that's why this is left. The next two penultimate episode.
Yeah, so you should let enjoy us know if it you want to hear more from us. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.